This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone, launched and inaugurated various projects worth over 83,300 crore rupees during his day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand yesterday. The projects include Dharti Aava Janajati Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,150 crore rupees and multiple projects under Pradhan Mantri Janajati Adivasi Nyay Maha Abhiyan. The Prime Minister also inaugurated 40 Eklavya schools and laid foundation stone of 25 Eklavya schools. Addressing people on this occasion, the PM said multiple projects will significantly boost efforts to empower tribal communities and enhance rural infrastructure across the state. Mr. Modi said, without developing and empowering of tribal community of the country, the dream of a developed India cannot be fulfilled. Meanwhile, in another event during his visit, PM Modi criticized Jharkhand's Mukti Morcha for jeopardizing people's identity and culture in the state for vote bank politics. Addressing the Parivartan Mahasabha in Hazaribagh, Mr. Modi termed the BJP's Parivartan Yatra not as a mere political campaign but as a movement to safeguard the state's future. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Rajasthan from today. During her visit, the president will attend the 32nd convocation of Mohanlal Sukhadia University at Udaipur. The president will also be present in the Adi Gaurav Samman Samaroh organized by the Rajasthan government. Election campaign in Haryana is at its peak. Political leaders have been making all-out efforts to woo voters with only one day left for campaigning. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh campaigned in Kurukshetra and Yamunanagar districts. Other party leaders Anurag Thakur, Hema Malini and Naveen Jindal also held roadshows in different constituencies. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi also addressed election rallies in Bhavani Kheda of Bhiwani district and Julana of Jind district, while Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Charkhi Dadri. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and former Deputy GM, Chief Minister of Delhi Manish Sisodia also held a roadshow. The election campaign will end today evening. Union Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises has announced that the 25% increase in the wages of spinners and the 7% increase in the wages of loom weavers have come into effect from yesterday. This announcement was made on the 17th of last month. The chairman of the Khadi and Village Industries Commission, Manoj Kumar, stated that spinners who previously earned 10 rupees per hank will now receive 12.50 rupees. Mr. Kumar announced a 20% discount on Khadi products and a 10% discount on Village Industries products. He added that the discount campaign, which began yesterday, will continue nationwide until the 30th of next month. The 2024 edition of the annual apex-level international conference of the Indian Navy, the Indo-Pacific Regional Dialogue, will be held in New Delhi from today. The theme of the three-day conference is Resource Geopolitics and Security in the Indo-Pacific. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will address the conference tomorrow. This year's conference would concentrate upon the manner in which traditional and newly identified marine resources are driving contemporary geopolitics, and it will shape this in future. The situation between Israeli forces and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon continues to escalate, following reports of close-range fighting in Marun al-Ras. This clash occurred after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to retaliate against Iran for its ballistic missile attack on Israel, adding further tensions to an already volatile region. Hezbollah, the Lebanese militant group backed by Iran, claimed responsibility for targeting the nearby evacuated Israeli town of Avivim with rocket fire earlier in the day. Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu met with security chiefs at the Defense Ministry headquarters in Tel Aviv, as confirmed by an official statement. This high-level gathering comes as Israel deliberates its response to Iran's recent missile assault, with Netanyahu vowing retaliation. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, responding for the first time after firing more than 200 missiles at Israel, warned that the strikes from the resistance front will intensify. Khamenei refrained from directly addressing the missile attack, instead focusing on broader regional issues. He took to social media platform X to criticize Western nations, stating, "If the villainy of the US and certain European countries is removed from this region, undoubtedly these conflicts and wars will be completely eliminated." Meanwhile, Israel has taken a strong stance against the United Nations, barring Secretary General Antonio Guterres from entering the country. The Foreign Minister of Israel stated, "Those who cannot unequivocally condemn the attack on Israel by Iran do not have the right to visit our country." And that is the end of this news bulletin.